USA News, I'm John Schaefer. There are signs prosecutors in Georgia may soon announce whether former President Trump will be indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Witnesses scheduled to appear before the grand jury tomorrow showed up today. The Democratic Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis has been investigating Trump and his allies for more than 2 years. Former President Trump is lashing out against the federal judge in his election case. In an overnight post on Truth Social, Trump said District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan is highly partisan and very biased and unfair. He added that she obviously wants him behind bars. Some Republicans are slamming the appointment of David Weiss to investigate the alleged criminal conduct of Hunter Biden. Texas Congressman Troy Nell says he gave the president's son a sweetheart deal once, and he'll likely do it again.
This is nothing more than just the corrupt DOJ under Garland. It's nothing more than to provide cover to the Biden family.
Weiss, who is a Trump appointee, was brought on as a special counsel by the Justice Department as a way to address Republican criticisms that the process has been politicized. Gas prices are on the rise, inching toward the $4 mark across the country. According to AAA, the national average for regular unleaded hit $3.85. That's the highest it's been since last October, and it's right before Labor Day when millions of Americans will take road trips. While this summer's gas price surge has cooled down, they've still gone up by 28 cents in the past month. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on hundreds of military promotions is undermining America's military readiness.
It's hindering our ability to retain our very best officers, and it is upending the lives of far too many American military families.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said three military services are now operating without Senate-confirmed leaders for the first time in the Pentagon's history. This is USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
O'Reilly. Did you know one in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right Super Start battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A new national poll shows Florida Governor Ron DeSantis slipping to third place in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The Kaplan Strategy Survey found entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy with 11% support, followed by DeSantis at 10%. The same poll last month showed DeSantis and Ramaswamy tied at 12%. They trail former President Trump, who leads with 48%. President Biden's only Democratic challenger made a controversial proclamation on Sunday.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he would support a national abortion ban after 3 months of pregnancy. When asked at the Iowa State Fair if that meant he would sign a federal ban at 15 or 21 weeks, Kennedy said yes. Up until now, RFK's run at toppling President Biden has been largely focused on his misinformation about vaccines during the COVID pandemic. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages such as liquor, wine, or beer. That's in line with its findings for more than 8 decades that the company's been tracking the number. Barbie remains in the pink for the fourth straight week. Greta Gerwig's blockbuster sits atop the North American box office with an estimated weekend gross of $33.7 million. It surpassed the $1 billion mark in box office take last week. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Precious ladies, you would put three small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, main cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free happy Febreze, la 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 la.